everyone. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to a great edition of Law Talk Live. We're here celebrating our 20th year on the sky, and every Saturday morning at 10:30 for 20 years, we've been here behind the mics having a good time, and we love the shows when you call in, so give me a call. 877-975-9825. And whoever calls in today, we're going to be given a $25 gift certificate to Harry's Seafood Bar and Grill in Ocala and Gainesville. So give us a call. I'm going to give the number again, 877-975-9825. And I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, and we help folks who have been seriously injured in crashes, and we're very thankful for the success we've had. A couple years ago, we became the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, which has really allowed us to promote what the Gators are doing and have fun doing it. Tonight, we got a big game. With the Florida Gator men's basketball team, Mississippi State at 8:30. You can catch it on TV. Let's support our Gator men's basketball team. And they're coming back to the O-Dome on Wednesday, January 25th at 7 p.m. Also, Lady Gators tomorrow. 2 p.m. It's Alzheimer's Day, sponsored by Meldon Law, and we are going to be there giving away lots of swag and having a good time and bringing awareness to Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's and dementia affects a lot of folks, and my wife, Patricia, and myself are chair people again this year for the Alzheimer's Association event. Going on, so that's going to be pretty cool tomorrow. It's you can get in for free. Lady Gator basketball, 2 p.m. Check them out. They're a very good team, and you'll enjoy it. And last night, the Lady Gator gymnastic team, number two in the country, handily beat Alabama in a very exciting match to watch, at least if you're a Gator fan. So they're coming back. The Lady Gators are going to be back in Gainesville next Friday night at 5:45. It's an earlier start. When they say 5:45, the meet actually starts at 6 p.m. So you'll see it. It'll be available on TV. If you want seats for the men's basketball game, the gymnastics, or any later Gator events, just go to our Facebook page, Meldon Law, because we're giving away tickets. Just enter the contest, and you can win. So let's support our Gators. They're doing very well. And they just, the men's basketball team lost to Texas A&M at home and on the road by just a point or two or three. And, it's like if we had won those two games, we'd be on a five-game winning streak. So let's see if we can go back to the winning streak again today. We're here at the Sky. Give us a call, 877-975-9825. We have the question of the day. A coworker started a rumor about me that is false. Can I sue them for slander? I'm going to get into that question in part two of our little deal here. And tonight, of course, or this afternoon, we're going to have the game. Jacksonville is playing at Kansas City at 4:30. And, Kansas City's a 9.5-point favorite. It's supposed to be chilly out, 38 degrees. So we'll see how the Jags do. They surprised some people. And the team is a lot different team than they were 3 months ago. So let's see if the Jags can pull it off. I like the Jags. I like Kansas City, too. They're fun. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, what's not to like? After that game, the New York Giants are going to Philly. Philly's a heavy favorite, 7.5 points over the Giants. And, again, the Giants have come on strong as of late. So we'll see whether or not there's any chance. And then tomorrow, 3 p.m., Cincinnati at Buffalo. And then probably the biggest game is Dallas at San Francisco. San Francisco looks really tough at home. They're a 4-point favorite. So we'll see what happens today and tomorrow in the NFL football realm. And anyhow, we're Meldon Law has started a lot of initiatives. One of the most important things we're trying to do is share our book with people, how to buy Florida auto insurance, because we're seeing more and more people that are underwater on their insurance, and we're encouraging people to read a copy of our book. Just give me a call at the office, 352-373-8000. We'll send you it's a consumer guide, and it tells you in one page, really, what kind of insurance you need. And you can't buy insurance after the crash, and you can't complain when the other person doesn't have insurance and they're at fault and they messed you up, because under Florida law, you don't need to have any insurance to protect the other person. There's $10,000 in property damage, which is a small dent in some cars. And that's it. There's a little bit of personal injury protection, but that $10,000, if you're seriously injured and go to the ER, I think when you get through the second door, you've burned up your $10,000 at the ER. So read my book. It's free, Buying Florida Auto Insurance, 352-373-8000. We're going to take a break here on Law Talk Live, and we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. But since they opened their doors in 1971, they have been the community partner of Gainesville, Ocala, and North Central Florida. Meldon Law is there through all kinds of weather, with offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Welcome back to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder and attorney at the injury law firm of Meldon Law. We help folks who have been seriously injured in accidents put their lives back together. That last ad there was Lizzie Jenkins, who's a dear friend of ours. She's head of the Real Rosewood Foundation. Ward Scott and I are on the board and committee to support what they're doing, and she's quite a dynamic lady, Lizzie, and we've been trying to help her out and figure out how we can make sure that we don't repeat history. Anyhow, the question of the day was, what do you do when someone's saying really bad stuff about you at work? Are there any, remedies? Is there anything that you can do? It can be, if it's spoken, they call it slander. If it's written, they call it libel. And I think that it happens. It happens all the time where, you're in an office, big or small, and somebody's, saying nasty stuff about you. And it's uncomfortable, first of all, just to be in a workplace where somebody's doing that. And then secondly, if it's false, then it's even more aggravating because, you know, how, you know, all you could do is run around and tell people that it's false, and it turns into a whole mess. Well, so the answer is, yeah, you can sue a coworker for either libel or slander or defamation of character. However, now the statement made about you has to cause serious damage to your reputation. So think about that. And, you know, in the event that, you know, serious damage, you got to prove what the damage was in order for a judge to or a jury to figure out what the value of the case is, what should be awarded. And the other thing is, remember that, you know, it's not criminal. They're not, under most circumstances, the state attorney's not going to touch it. So I think it's important to, if somebody's doing something, start with the office manager, see if you can get things in the right direction. However, I would tell you that if it's just somebody running their mouth, filing a lawsuit is not make sense in most cases. Sometimes you may want to file a lawsuit just to stop the person because it gets their attention. So that's certainly an option. We handle serious accidents. I've never handled a slander or libel case against anybody because collecting damages in the case, meaning money, is very difficult. You know, you'd have to be somebody who had a very well-known reputation, and you could prove that there was some monetary loss that was significant in order to establish damages. Now, with you see it maybe in celebrities, movie stars, people like that. There's different. Who was it? Johnny Depp had a big trial, and they were arguing over who said what and what happened. So that was kind of interesting. So anyhow, that's the answer question. We're here live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon. We're here live to answer your questions. Phone number 877-975-9825. And give us a call. You'll get a $25 gift certificate to Harry's Seafood Bar and Grill. And we love to hear from our listeners. So anyhow, some other things going on. The book that I was mentioning earlier, I recommend $100,000 in bodily injury liability, which enables you to buy up to $100,000 in uninsured motorist coverage for each car that's on the policy. So if you have three cars in the household and you have $100,000 in bodily injury liability, meaning if you make a mistake and injure somebody, you have up to $100,000 in coverage to pay the other person for their damages. You cannot buy more uninsured motorist coverage per car than you have in bodily injury liability. However, if you have two or more cars, you can double, triple, quadruple your uninsured motorist coverage. And it's really the best strategy that you can employ. I encourage people to go over to their local insurance agent and just sit down and have a talk about coverage, the cost. And then once you figure out what you need, then you're in a different position to decide what you're willing to invest or spend to have better coverage. We pay attention to life insurance, health insurance, other kinds of serious matters. And with car insurance, a lot of people don't realize that you'll probably wind up using your car insurance more often than you think. I think statistically, once every 5 or 6 years, people are in some kind of an accident, at least per household. So that's common enough, so you want to make sure that you're protected. And of all 50 states, Florida is the only one that does not require mandatory bodily injury liability coverage. So what does that mean? It means that you're out there on your own. Either you get uninsured motorist coverage or you're liable to be seriously injured by somebody else who has either low limits or no limits. And both are legal in the state of Florida. You can drive around without any liability insurance. So think about it. And the other thing is your insurance protects not only you, but everyone in your family, even kids. I've had kids, cases where kids were hit by cars, and we were able to make claims not only against the person that caused the crash, but the uninsured motorist coverage of the parents. So that's something you wouldn't think of. Same thing with a bike. You're on a bike riding around. You're uninsured motorist. If you're hit by a motor vehicle, your uninsured motorist kicks in because it's a motorist. It involves a car, truck, bus, whatever. And if they don't have the adequate insurance, then your uninsured motorist kicks in for you and your entire family. Even kids going to college, if they're under 25, most policies extend the coverage to your kids. And that's important too. University of Florida, there's a lot of kids walking around. It's dangerous, it's crowded, it's you've got cars, you've got trucks, you got buses, you got people on motor scooters, on mopeds, on little scooters that they're running around. And we've had a lot of cases where people were seriously injured on the campus at the University of Florida because there's so many distractions going on. So again, that's called uninsured motorist coverage. Just remember that. Talk to your insurance agent. First thing to do is get our free book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance. I wrote it. It's terrific. Give us a call, 352-373-8000, and it's free. Okay, we're getting ready to go to a break here on Law Talk Live, and we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Maria Youngblood, an attorney at Meldon Law and graduate from the University of Florida. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, but since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been the community partner of Gainesville and North Central Florida. Meldon Law is there through all kinds of weather with offices in Gainesville, Lake City, and Ocala. Learn more at MeldonLaw.com. Again, that's MeldonLaw.com. Meldon Law, we won't back down.
We're back on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon. We're here in the studios of WSKY, and we love hearing from you. Our number is 877-975-9825. 877-975-9825. Give us a call. That was Maria Youngblood from our office. And that last spot, and Maria's terrific. She does a lot of the personal injury cases, and is also bilingual. Her mom and dad are Hispanic, and somebody speaks English, that's fine. They speak Spanish, that's fine. It's one of the diversity specialties that we have. We have folks from all over, and we try to do is be able to serve anybody that needs you know, special requirements, particularly people that primarily speak Spanish, because it's one thing to have a conversation with somebody in English where their primary language is not English. It's another thing, though, to talk about legal matters. So when you're, you know, talking about legal matters, a lot of times talking your native tongue, your original tongue, is important. And Maria is great. She really, we have a terrific time working to help folks. I'm Jeffrey Meldon here at Law Talk Live. I've been talking about insurance, and there's some other things that are really important when you're buying Florida auto insurance. There's something called medical payments coverage. So on your policy, you have $10,000 worth of personal injury protection, but they only pay 80%. So if you get an additional $5,000 worth of medical payments coverage, then you get 100% of all your medical bills paid up to $15,000. And then after that's exhausted, then your regular health insurance kicks in. The advantage of PIP and medical payments is you get to go to whatever doctor you want, whoever your own doctor is, whether they're in network, out of network, whatever. You can go to the doctor of your choice. So we went over a couple things. I'll review it. We have recommendation for $100,000 worth of bodily injury liability insurance, which protects you in the event that you injure somebody else and they bring a claim against you, either a pre-lawsuit claim or they actually file a lawsuit. Not only does your insurance company cover any damages up to the $100,000 limit, they also pay for an attorney to defend you and represent you. So that's pretty important. Now, if you have assets, if you have significant assets that are not homestead, for example, your home is exempt from any kind of collection activity in a, from a judgment in the state of Florida. However, if you have more assets, you need more insurance coverage than $100,000. $100,000 used to sound like a lot, but it's really not that much anymore. So you have bodily injury liability insurance at minimum of $100,000 for everybody. Now you are then eligible to buy uninsured motorist coverage. You cannot buy uninsured motorist coverage if you do not have bodily injury liability insurance. So they're kind of packaged together. So you get bodily injury liability insurance of $100,000 for each car you own. You can buy uninsured motorist coverage up to $100,000. Now, the best strategy is to do what we call stacking if you have two or more cars. So you have $100,000 in liability insurance, then you buy $100,000 in uninsured motorist coverage for each car. You have two cars, you have $200,000 in uninsured motorist coverage, and the cost is very, very low compared to other insurance costs. So buy lots of uninsured motorist coverage. That's the that's the message here. It's not super expensive compared to other insurance. So why would you buy insurance that does not protect you or your family? Well, one thing is you don't want to get sued and have a big judgment against you. On the other hand, in the event someone else injures you and they have zero insurance or $10,000 worth of insurance, That's not going to help at all. And it's the single most important and frustrating thing that I hear in the office when clients come in and they don't have any uninsured motorist coverage and the other person has very low limits. They feel like they've been cheated because the other person should pay. But if they don't, you know, you can't get blood out of a turnip. And if the other person has zero or $10,000 worth of insurance, that's all you're going to get. And think about it. You know, you didn't do anything wrong. Your car's smashed up. You're inconvenienced. You'll be lucky if you get your car back and it works the same way it did before the crash. You may have diminished value in the as far as your car now being in a crash. All these things are going on. You didn't do anything wrong. However, you don't have the adequate insurance in order to be compensated for all of that. So I think it's very important to take action. That's really what I'm saying. And we encourage people to use your local insurance agent. Why? They're in the community. They've been around for a long time in most cases. They're much more experienced than somebody that you're going to call on an 800 line. If you go online, you know, you don't really know what you're getting. And your local agent, most of the time, will be able to give you similar insurance rates to online rates. However, they'll be there when you need them. So think about that. Wouldn't it be nice to have somebody around the corner? You could, when you have a question, you can you know, stop by their office or give them a call, and they'll help work you through whatever situation you're in. So that's our message. Give us a call. Get your free book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance, 352-373-8000. I'm Jeffrey Meldon on Law Talk Live, and we're going to say goodbye and see you next week. And at the end of every show, we always say, go